Next on the agenda are items 7 and 8. I will come to the applicant, but because these are associated, my understanding is these are associated projects and proposals, we can hear these at the same time. Item 7 is PR 2020-004622, vacation application number 2025-000048, vacation application number 2025-00047, vacation application number 2025-00046, and vacation application 2025-00049. As well as item number 8, PR 2020-000, excuse me, 004622, major plat application number 2025-00018, Bohannon Houston Incorporated, Michael Boloskowitz and Kimberly Legan, agents for Regents of the University of New Mexico, request the aforementioned actions for all or portion of lot tracks 6 through 9, UNM Gibson Commercial District, zoned RMH, located on Alumni Boulevard, excuse me, Alumni Drive, Varsity Avenue, and University Boulevard. Subject site contains approximately 34.1531 acres in area. Mr. Blaskovitz, welcome back. Are you okay if we talk about these two projects together as they're related, or would you prefer to keep them separate?
This is Mike Blaswitz. I would love if you were able to combine them together, please.
Okay, I won't take that personally. Let me swear you in, and then if you'll give us your name and address for the record, I'll give you an opportunity to explain the proposals. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do, and my name is Mike Blaswitz with Bohannon Houston, 7500 Jefferson Street, Northeast.
Thank you so much. Tell us about what's being proposed here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Again, this is Mike Blaswitz with Bohannon Houston. We are in the throes of working to replat this UNM Gibson Commercial District in support of a future development for UNM. Previously, a number of years ago, back in 2011, we were involved with this original platting effort that included the right of way that you see on there and the files that are being cycled through, and that there was a Varsity Drive as well as alumni. Since then, there has been a closer look and new tenants that have been contemplated. One as recent in the news was notified as Target. And it required a revisit to this platting effort and a look to realign some of the roadways that are internal as well as the parcels that are being proposed. This platting effort is to support as well as these vacation requests is to support this new development, which will be kind of permitted under kind of the UNM's typical CID process. But the platting effort obviously has to go through the City of Albuquerque DHO process. With that, I'll stand for questions, comments.
All right, thank you for that. Let me see if we have any members of the public that wish to provide testimony on these items. We are discussing items 7 and 8 together. Item 7 is PR 2020-004622, as well as the same project number for item number 8. Are there any members of the public that wish to provide testimony on items 7 and 8 this morning? I'm not seeing anybody indicate that they wish to testify. Last call for any members of the public for items 7 and 8. All right, let's move on to our DFT members. Mr. Gutierrez, let's start with Water Authority. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Water Authority has no objection to any of the proposed vacations, nor the plat. So, both cases here. Thank you.
All right, thank you, David. Mr. Runbeck, code comments, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this these items will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, Jay.
Thank you, sir. This is Jay Runbeck speaking on behalf of Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement did not have any comments on these applications.
All right, can I stick with you for Parks comments, please?
Yes, sir. This is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of Parks and Recreation. So Parks and Recreation had no objections to the request for the major preliminary plat, along with the included infrastructure list, but they note that the bikeways and trails facility plan proposed map poses bike lanes on the future extension of Alumni Drive. This infrastructure is vital for access and connectivity for active transportation users to connect to the proposed trail along Lobo Crossing. I think what I'll do, Mr. Hearing Officer, is just put that in as a finding for the preliminary plat. That's what. Mr. Hearing Officer, I just want to ask the applicant's team about that note from Parks and Recreation, if they have any comments on it.
This is Mike Blaswitz with Bohannon Houston. Yes, we've met with the Parks Department to discuss that trail connection, and there is a bike lane that is proposed within Alumni that will in fact connect to the multi-use MR Mr. Cog trail system that runs on the west and south sides of Lobo Crossing. And we could confirm that with them, and I'm fine with you including a finding in the results here today.
Thanks for that confirmation, Mike. I mean, Whitney and Hannah note this is a note, but they don't make it clear if they want that. Well, I don't think this would be a plat note looking at it, but I think I can add this as a finding, Mr. Green Officer, if you're okay with it. And it sounds like the applicant's team is okay with it.
Yeah, thank you, Jay. I'm good with that as a finding. And again, it sounds like Mr. Blaskowitz and his team are okay with that as well. All right. Thank you for that, Mr. Rodenbeck. Let's move on to hydrology, please, Mr. Chin. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
What are hydrology comments on these matters, please?
Hydrology has an approved conceptual gradient drainage plan with engineer stamp date of December 5th, 2025. Hydrology has no objections. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Kanbar, I know or you've referenced these applications before, but I would like to get your comments on the record again. Let me swear you in on these matters. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the matters will be the truth?
I do.
All right, and tell us again about hydrology comments for these two items, please.
Number one, transportation has no objection to any of the vacations or the plat. Number two, the future development. An approved TCL will be required prior to site plan or building permit.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Ms. Montoya, I believe we're back to you for planning comments on these matters. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on these matters will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please.
So for the vacations, planning defers to hydrology, possible outside agency approval, or paper easement documentation. For the vacations, record the final plat with the Bernalillo County Assessor within a year, showing all the vacations. So as far as for findings and conditions, an AMAFCA representative signature is required on the final plat action. The applicant shall provide a infrastructure list and construction plans and specifications for all required improvements conforming to the preliminary plat. Please upload to ABQ plan the approved city council vacations of right-of-way. Place the notes on the plat. Existing easements or any easements being granted or vacated must be noted and listed on the plat. Upload the approved zoning map certificate to ABQ plan and place a note on the plat. And also it was recognized that the surveyor needs to stamp, must be added to the plat and signed by the surveyor. And then I believe that's it.
All right, thank you. I did see, Jay, Mr. Rodenbeck, I see your hand went up. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. I just want to note that AMAFCA had comments on this development in the past, and Jared Romero is here from AMAFCA, along with kind of Radius. And I also want to note that Aaron Fowler right-of-way supervisor is here as well, and we had previous vacations of right-of-way on this site that went through city council approval. I don't just want to let you know that they're here in the audience, and if they want to ask any questions or bring up any comments, they're here.
Okay, yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I wasn't going to forget about AMAFCA. Mr. Romero, let me start with you. Let me swear you in, and then we'll give you an opportunity to provide AMAFCA comments. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on these matters will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please.
Yes. Thank you. AMAFCA has one minor comment and conditions of approval on the vacation and platting actions for this project. The minor comment is related to the alignment of the proposed drainage easement shown on the plat. It did not appear to match the conceptual grading and drainage plan that AMAFCA and the city have reviewed. So that will just need to be verified prior to finalization of the plat. And then there are conditions related to the timing of AMAFCA's signature on the plat as they relate to the CLOMER and LOMER process required for this project. I'll place my comments within the chat for the record.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. Mr. Blaskowitz, any questions about what Mr. Romero just mentioned?
This is Mike Blaskowitz with Bohannon Houston. No questions, but
Okay.
just a little bit of clarification and apologize, Jared. I had provided Anthony as well as this some of the city staff with an updated plat that shows that easement correctly. I will make sure that you get that. It does now reflect the latest and greatest. And then to the point of ensuring that we address your additional comments prior to final plat approval, we will work closely with you guys to make sure that we get those documents in place prior to us submitting for final plat approval.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mike.
And this is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Hiranosser, I just want to make it clear on the record that we did receive a revised infrastructure list this morning from Mike Bloskowitz, and I'm sharing that on the screen.
All right. Thank you for that, Jay. Appreciate it. All right. Mr. Fowler, thank you for joining us. Good to see you again. Let me swear you in, and then if you have comments to make, I'll give you an opportunity to do so. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on these matters will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
All right. Good morning, Aaron Fowler, right-of-way supervisor, City of Albuquerque. I have spoken with Mike at length about this, and I have also spoken with a few other people in the city. At this time, we don't have any comments. I discussed with Mike the process once they obtain City Council approval so that we can do the vacations as quickly as possible. So I think everything is in line from our end.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Fowler. Appreciate that. Anybody else, agency-wise, that wishes to comment? All right. Mr. Blaskowitz, let me kick it back to you and give you an opportunity to offer any closing remarks.
No, just thank you very much for this effort. This has been a long-awaited plat, and we are looking forward to turning around the infrastructure improvement agreement rather quickly, because the need to get a final plat approval is paramount for the anchor tenant, the major anchor tenant. And so, thank you thus far for the cooperation, and we will look forward to that signed infrastructure list here, and hopefully the coming days. That way, we could proceed formally with our financial guarantee request.
All right, thank you for that. Mr. Rodenbeck, your hand's up. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. First, I have a question for Jared Romero with AMAFCA. Jared, do you want to sign? I mean, typically you don't sign infrastructure lists, but we do have a line on infrastructure lists for this possible eventuality. Do you want to sign this infrastructure list that is
Jay, yes, that is a condition of our approval of the platting and vacation actions is that we
okay,
will
so
need
you need to. Okay. And then did you have any comments on the infrastructure list itself?
I don't believe so, Mike. Can you confirm that this is the infrastructure list that was sent to AMAFCA for review?
This is Mike with Bohannon Houston. Yes, Jared, this is the one that was sent to you for review. I had forwarded off to Jay and the city's team early this morning, in hopes to be able to present it as a part of this line item. So thank you, Jay, for doing that, and thank you, Jared, for confirming.
Yes. So, Jay, Mr. Hearing Officer, yes, this infrastructure list presented is has been reviewed by MAFCA for approval.
All right, thank you for that confirmation, Jared. We'll get it sent out to you along with the DFT staff as soon as possible. And that brings me to the question with DFT staff. Do any DFT staff have any objections to the items on this list? David, are you good? Let's see. Yeah, David, are you good? Tiquan, are you good? And I didn't hear any objections from transportation. I just want to confirm we're all good with the items on the infrastructure list, because we could get that released very, very soon if we're all good with the items on the infrastructure list.
This is Tiquan. Yes, I'm good with the infrastructure list.
Okay, David.
Water authority is good with it.
All right. Hey, Mike, I'm going to add the application. Me or Jacob Boylan are going to add the application number in this particular case, but for future reference, please make sure that you add that application number as well, which would be major underscore PLT dash 2025 dash 00018 in the future. Make sure you get that as well on here. Otherwise, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, we're good as far as everything else goes with this. And me or Jacob will get that released shortly. If should this should the DHO approve your plat today?
No pressure. All right. Thank you for that. Mike, anything else?
Oh, I think we're good to go. Thank you all so much.
All right. And to you and your team, thank you for your work on this. I know we've talked about this several times, so I appreciate your continued hard work on that. All right, let's even though we talked about these together, let me break them out as it relates to decision. As it pertains to item number 7, PR 2020-004622, vacation application number 2025-000048, 00047, 00046, and 00049. I'm going to approve these vacation requests because the public welfare does not require that these easements be retained, and there is no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is abridged through these vacation actions. That approval will be based, will include the following finding that the Bikeways and Trails Facility Plan proposed map proposes bike lanes on the future extension. Let me back up. Mr. Rodenbeck, sorry for needing your clarification. These would pertain to the platting action, which is item number 8, not the essentially the vacation request. Is
Correct.
that correct?
Yes,
Okay,
correct.
so let me backtrack again. It's been one of those mornings. The application numbers for item number 7 are approved based on the criteria outlined within the IDO. Next, for item number 8, which is PR 2020-004 622, my apologies, major plat application number 2025-00018. I'm going to approve item number 8 and that project because the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. This approval is predicated on the following finding and conditions. The finding is that the Bikeways and Trails Facility Plan proposes map. A proposed map proposes bike lanes on the future extension of Alumni Drive. This infrastructure is vital for access and connectivity for active transportation users to connect the proposed trail along Lobo Crossing. The conditions coming from the Planning Department begin with an MAFCA representative signature is required on the final plat action. Secondly, that the applicant shall provide an IIA and construction plans and specifications for all required improvements conforming to the preliminary plat pursuant to subsection 14.16.64P of the IDO, which is the required improvements and financial assurance section. Next, please upload to ABQ Plan the approved by city council vacation and right-of-way numbers. Place notes of this on the plat. Next, existing easements and or any easements being granted or vacated must be noted and listed on the plat. Next, please upload the approval zoning map certificate to ABQ plan and place a note of that on the plat. Next, a surveyor stamp must be added to the plat and signed by the surveyor. Next, please record the final plat with the Bernalillo County Assessor pursuant to subsection 1416-66K2H or 1416-66L2G4 as it's applicable. Continuing on from the water, from AMAFCA, please ensure that the city has approved the limits of the SD easement for the project. AMAFCA will require approval of the infrastructure list for this project. Next, this site is also encumbered by an effective FEMA floodplain, which is subject to public drainage easement per AMAFCA's drainage policy. AMAFCA will not sign off on any plat or vacation of drainage easements until the floodplain is revised via a CLOMAR or LOMAR, or an easement is granted in such a way that it can be released after acceptance of a CLOMAR LOMAR by FEMA. I believe that covers all of our conditions. Is that correct? All right. I'm not seeing any shaking of heads. So, Mr. Blaskowitz, again, thank you so much. We will have written notification on both of these items going out to you in the very near future.
Thank you all again so much. Appreciate you.
Have a good